USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I would like to begin by announcing some important developments in our war against the Chinese virus.
President Trump at a coronavirus briefing yesterday, calling it the invisible enemy, but expressing optimism that it will be defeated sooner than his critics expect. And he played down concerns the U.S. unemployment rate would skyrocket in the next few weeks. Trump did tell reporters,
"We inherited a very obsolete system. This was a system that was out of date, obsolete, or it was a system that was never meant to take care of the number of people that we're talking about, millions and millions of people."
Meanwhile, President Trump has signed into law a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package that includes provisions for paid leave, sick benefits, unemployment benefits, and free diagnostic testing for the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
ICE is reportedly easing up on its immigration crackdown across the nation. Agents are to stop enforcement at or around hospitals and clinics during the coronavirus pandemic. They don't want people to avoid medical care out of fear of deportation, according to top officials, who say the focus will now instead be on those who do pose a criminal threat and threat to public safety. Volvo is recalling 121,000 vehicles because of a problem with the automatic emergency braking system. The safety feature may not, in fact, work. Seems a sensor issue keeps it from identifying an object which could increase the risk of a crash. Notices will be sent out by May 1st. An astronaut from Apollo 15 has died. Alfred Warden was 88. A NASA administrator praising Warden's career, saying his achievements in space and on Earth will never be forgotten. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump has chosen Christopher Miller to be his next director of the National Counterterrorism Center, that is. Miller was formerly the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Combating Terrorism. He replaces Joseph McGuire, who President Trump chose to be acting Director of National Intelligence. McGuire, though, left that position in February. ICE is scaling back its immigration crackdowns during the pandemic. Agents reportedly stopping enforcement at hospitals and clinics during the outbreak, saying they don't want people to avoid medical care for fear of deportation. ICE says its focus will instead be on criminals who pose a known threat to public safety. Twitter is banning posts with misleading information about the virus, the new policy including a ban on denials of expert guidance and encouraging fake treatments. It requires people remove content that encourages acting against all recommendations from public health authorities. And a Pennsylvania jail inmate is suing because he's in solitary confinement for refusing to cut off his dreadlocks. Eric McGill Jr. is a Rastafarian, and he follows the Old Testament vow taken by Samson to avoid cutting his hair. He's been in solitary confinement at the Lebanon County Correctional Facility for over a year now. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.